This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Robin Witten, the founder of Audiophile, is with me. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Joe.
We've had kind of a magical week so far. I'm wondering what we're going to talk about today.
So we're just going to come down to earth a little bit and back to Washington, D.C. And we'll be talking about Oath and Honor, A Memoir and a Warning by Liz Cheney and read by the author.
So this has gotten a lot of press, and a lot of the focus of the memoir is about the investigation into the January 6th assault on the Capitol.
Correct. And this is a very interesting audio program, I think, because obviously Liz Cheney created it, but she, in the printed version, she cites a lot of original source material, whether it's news reports or recorded speeches. And of course, as an audio program, we hear all the actual original material, which is very interesting.
So we actually hear clips from news programs and we hear other people speaking, not just Liz Cheney.
That's right. And that's
interesting.
And so it's a great use of the audio format, because not only do we have Cheney, who is an excellent speaker, and she, you know, she's presenting her point of view and the way she remembered the events, and also her experience as the vice chair of the House Committee on the January 6th attack of the Capitol. And so she has all of that. But then we're getting these different parts of the history with the actual news reports and speeches.
And I think that's really good, because all props to Liz Cheney, but she doesn't have the most beautiful voice in the world. It's a little hard to listen to continuously, I would think, for a whole audiobook. So breaking it up, I think, is great.
I really enjoyed it. I thought she was an excellent, I don't know that I have ever listened to her give like a long speech, but I found it compelling because she is a good speaker. She's very organized. She's really thought this through. It was prepared, but she had a natural sense about the way she narrated the Oath and Honor. I liked it.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. That's good. Her voice is really, is familiar from the hearings, but it's more in a question and answer format.
This also got an Earphones Award, because I think that as an audio program, it's a great example of what this medium can do.
Yeah, that sounds like a really, really smart audiobook.
Yeah, I think so. And kudos to the editors, the audio editors who put this whole thing together. Yeah,
those unsung heroes. So what are we going to hear?
So we're just going to actually hear her introduction.
Okay. This is Oath and Honor, A Memoir and a Warning, and it's written and read by Liz Cheney.
This is the story of the moment when American democracy began to unravel. It's the story of the men and women who fought to save it, and of the enablers and collaborators whose actions ensured the threat would grow and metastasize. It's the story of the most dangerous man ever to inhabit the Oval Office, and of the many steps he took to subvert our Constitution. Since 1797, when George Washington voluntarily handed the power of the presidency to John Adams, every American president had fulfilled his solemn obligation to guarantee the peaceful transfer of power, until Donald Trump. When Trump lost the 2020 presidential election, he attempted to overturn the results in order to seize power illegally and remain in office.
Yeah, I see what you mean about liking her reading of it. There's a real confidence there that is really nice.
It feels like, you know, she has prepared very carefully, and yet she's, you know, she gives a lot of herself in this.
And it won in earphones.
It did.
Okay. Oath and Honor, A Memoir and a Warning, written and read by Liz Cheney. Robin, thank you so much.
It was fun to take a little diversion here.
Absolutely. The new thriller, The Last Van Gogh, narrated by Eduardo Ballerini, helps bring you today's episode of Behind the Mic. And please follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us that rating because it does help people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.